The light fades, night creeps in, and minds wonder about what might be. The light fades, night gathers pace, and darkness tempts doom-laden choices. The light fades, night settles upon us, and Jesus looks around his friends. The light fades, it is night, and Jesus is with us just a little longer. John chapter 13, reading from verse 21. After saying this, Jesus was troubled in spirit and declared, "Very truly I tell you, one of you will betray me." The disciples looked at one another, uncertain of whom he was speaking. One of the disciples, the one whom Jesus loved, was reclining next to him. Simon Peter therefore motioned to him to ask Jesus of whom he was speaking. So while reclining next to Jesus, he asked him, "Lord, who is it?" Jesus answered, "It is the one to whom I give this piece of bread when I have dipped it in the dish." So when he had dipped the piece of bread, he gave it to Judas, son of Simon Iscariot. After receiving the piece of bread, Satan entered into him. Jesus said to him, "Do quickly what you are going to do." Now no one at the table knew why he had said this to him. Some thought that because Judas had the common purse, Jesus was telling him, "Buy what we need for the festival," or that he should go and give something to the poor. So after receiving the piece of bread, he immediately went out. And it was night. When he had gone out, Jesus said, "Now the Son of Man has been glorified, and God has been glorified in him. If God has been glorified in him, God will also glorify him in himself, and will glorify him at once." Lord Jesus, as we walk this week with you, we take time to think about betrayal. In particular, your betrayal by Judas. What does it mean to betray? How do we recognise it? Are we implicit in it? As you sat that night with your friends, you spoke about being betrayed and named it. Lord, in the quiet of this night and in the silence, help us to identify those times when we have let you down, and help us to name them. Lord, in the quiet of this night and in the silence, help us to identify those who have betrayed us, and help us to name them. Lord, in this week when we wait with you, forgive us the times when our words and actions have betrayed you. As we wait, help us to forgive those who have betrayed us. Help us to learn from our experiences and to find light in the darkness of our guilt and feelings of betrayal. Let that light be revealed in the glory that is yours, as we witness again your passion and remember you love Judas as you love us. In a world where many feel betrayed and forgotten, we pray for your guidance. Help us to shine your glory into these places and situations created when someone or something has been let down. For women and men and children abused and broken by those who claim to love them, we pray for freedom and for healing. For those places of conflict and war between neighbours and where words are intended to create hostility, we pray for peace and calm. For your creation and all its inhabitants, in places where destruction and decay have been caused by human action or inaction, we pray for new life and reconstruction. Help us to be the people to find ways of bringing your glory into focus in these situations. Lord, hear our prayer. Amen. It was night, the night before the Passover festival. It was night, and Jesus had shocked us by washing our feet. It was night, and Jesus had just said that one of us was going to betray him. It was night, and we were all wondering which one of us he meant. It was night, and Peter mouthed to John, who was sitting next to Jesus, "Ask him which one of us he's talking about." And John asked Jesus, "Which one of us is it?" And Jesus said, "It's the one to whom I will give this piece of bread." And Jesus dipped the bread in the dish and gave it to Judas Iscariot. And Jesus said to Judas, "Go quickly and do what you're going to do." And Judas took the bread and went out into the night. It was night, and we wondered where Judas was going. It was night, and Judas was our treasurer, and we thought he had gone to buy something we needed. It was night, and we thought he might have gone to give some money to the poor. It was night. We had no idea where Judas had gone. It was night. The night before the Passover festival. The night Jesus washed our feet. The night Judas was told to leave us. The night that Judas had taken the bread and gone out into the darkness. It was night. It was a night we would never forget. Do quickly what you must do. These are the words of Jesus to his betrayer. Do quickly what you must do. There are also words for us today. For the Christ who came to feed the hungry, to clothe the naked, to heal the hurting, to free the prisoner, and to remove the bonds of oppression, urges us to be about his business. Not the business of betrayal, but the work of speaking up and living out the good news for all. And the business of continuing the revolution that Jesus began. So go, do quickly what you must do. The gears have been set in motion. The one who will betray has been let loose into the night. And so we step out into the darkness, considering what Jesus makes of us, and committing to live into his hope, into his grace, into his love, even though the darkness gathers.